yeast to that.
Uh-huh.
And that, and then you'd bottle that, and that was very good too. What, homemade root
what's
beer.
What's in root beer? Sassafras?
Yeah, sassafras and vanilla and stuff like that.
Is it very hard to make?
Well, now, I've forgotten how it used to, but now you can buy the extract and just add a little water to it if you want, you know,
mm-hmm.
and sugar, and it's very good, the Zatarain's root beer.
Mm-hmm. On a beer keg, the thing you turn to get the beer
the little faucet.
Huh?
The little faucet.
Okay. What do you have at your kitchen sink to turn to get water?
Uh-huh. We have a faucet, too. But they have different, they have them different now. You have the, you turn the spout one way or the other,
uh-huh.
which means the cold or the hot water. But before you had, you usually had two different handles for
uh-huh.
it, you know.
What do you have out in your yard to hook the water?
Hose on?
Yeah.
That's a faucet.
Okay. What about that the firemen use that? For water.
Oh, the fire hydrant.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for that? Did you ever hear Johnny Pump?
No. No, never heard of that.
And with the chickens, a hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
She's setting.
Okay. And when you're eating chicken, there's a bone like this.
They call the wishbone?
Any stories about that?
No, sure. The kids would holler, "Oh, come on, let's make a wish. Don't break the wishbone. Let's make a wish." You know, and whichever one gets the biggest part is supposed to, the wish is supposed to come true.
Does that work?
Oh no, indeed, that's a lot of bunk.
If you wanted to make a hen start laying, what could you put in the nest to fool her?
These artificial eggs? I don't know. I don't know too much about those.
What would a good set of dishes be made out of?
China?
Mm-hmm. What would you call an egg made out of that?
Made out of China? We used to call those, we used to use those sometimes for darning eggs.
Uh-huh.
For darning socks and things like that, you
uh-huh.
know? And we used to call them darning eggs.
Uh-huh, but they'd be... Actually,
artificial China eggs, yeah. Huh?
Uh-huh. What different buildings would there be on a farm?
The barn, and then I believe they store hay in the barn too,
mm-hmm.
up in the top. That's the only one I know of.
What do you call that top part where they store the hay? And when you cut the hay off a piece of land and enough grows back so you can cut it again the same year, you know what you call that?
Haven't the slightest idea.
How would you leave that hay outside? Did you ever hear of taking a pole and putting the hay around that? And making
no.
Did you ever hear of a stack or rick or mow?
Mm-mm.
And when you cut the hay and you rake it up in little piles, did you ever hear a name for those piles?
No, darling.
Where would people store corn?
In a corn bin.
Okay. Would that be a separate building, or would it be part of inside the barn? Or?
It seems to me that it would be inside the barn. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
What animals, do they have horses around here much?
No. No, honey, that's... And the ones that are down in the French Quarter, it seems like they don't, they weren't taking care of them properly, you know?
Yeah.
And they were really, so.
Well, it seems like that now.
Oh, I love a horse. You know where they, I think they take care of the ones that they rent out occasionally for riding
mm-hmm.
up by the park there, up on River Road, yeah.